First residential school in Alberta, established in Lac La Biche. He started students in Lac La Biche in 1896.
I like to look at their faces. They look very happy.
Any questions on that?
Lac La Biche, that was the name of the father of the Pope. Like, father of the Pope, did he have any relation to residential schools?
Lots. Yeah. Okay. This is important in history. Will continue to be important. This is important for Mount Skipton because if it wasn't for Mount Skipton, and in the Cree Dictionary, Wetaskiwin is the proper pronunciation for Wetaskiwin. Wetaskiwin. It means the place where peace was made. That's what it means in Father Lacombe's dictionary. So, but he was killed in 1869 by a Blackfoot warrior named Black Swan. And so Wetaskiwin is important to Mount Skipton. Of course, there's Buffalo, or this is around, I think, McGrath area. There's tons of buffalo bones, you know. They use that for fertilizer, killing off the buffalo. And when that happened, a lot of our people starved. They died of starvation because they didn't have the buffalo to hunt and to eat. They brought in meat, the domestic animals. They fed our people, and many of our people perished because the meat could not digest within their metabolism, so they died. Of course, this affects many people here. There's been many homesteads even in this area here. Judy's homestead family just close by here. Her uncle just passed away. You can tell what your story.
Yeah, my uncle was 100 years old, and that land had been in. It's all he ever knew his whole life was that piece of land.
So this was important, and I think you have to realize too that the First Nations people were friends of the settlers that came in. They weren't antagonistic. There was a few skirmishes and some killings, but most likely they were friends of the settlers that came into our area. In fact, when my grandmother helped with the Spanish flu in 1919, she helped a lot of settlers in our area. You know, because she was a medicine woman. We called her, she was a Mitteo. In Cree, Mitteo would be like a wizard or a medicine woman who knew all the medicines of our land. This is 1873. Of course, it was to keep the whiskey traders from the U.S. and the Warren tribes in the West. And where was the first settlement? Do you know? Hey? Fort McLeod, but there's one further south. Right near the border. Anyway, next. This is the one that's important to you people. So that gives you the amount of money that I get every year, and they expect me to pay taxes. Okay. But that's how much land we gave up, 135,000 square miles of land. This is important in 1876 because how many have been down to Billings, Montana? Okay? If you've been down in Billings, Montana, there's a memorial there on General Custer, and he was actually buried there for a while before they moved his body to Washington. But there was 14 war chiefs that were involved in this war. Can anyone name me a chief that was involved in that war? Anyone?
Sitting Bull?
Yes.
Crazy Horse?
Yes. Two out of 14? How about Geronimo? Chief Joseph? There's 14 of them. Anyway, famous war chiefs. Yes, go. What's that? Treaty 7? Bob Taylor, my great uncle of my father's, he was the signatory to Treaty 6 for our area. That treaty was signed in 1877 as part of the Adhesion Treaty. And he did it for 431 members of the Hobima Four Nations. And after a while, they were facing starvation. He relinquished his treaty and took scrip. But in 1905, he became chief of Montana First Nation.
What does taking scrip mean?
Taking scrip and relinquishing your treaty, right? So this is what happened to all the buffalo that were coming extinct in the 1880s. These are the four places, the four lakes of our people. And you went through that earlier. This is Louis Riel, held for treason, hung. And then Big Bear and Poundmaker. I'm getting the actual pictures from Stony Mountain Penitentiary, and those are going to be placed at Bisagas Center. I don't know when I'll get them, but they were approved by the commissioner for me to be a holder, right? Oh, the pictures for... It's a... Anyway. Whatever happens, you can come and see the official pictures of Poundmaker and Big Bear at Bisagas. This was the railway that was built between Samson's and Erminskin land, and they used to charge us half fare. So if my parents wanted to come to see my other siblings in St. Albert, we used to hop on a train, pay half fare. So that developed for many years. Sharphead Reserve is, you know where the golf course is? Wolf Creek Golf Course? That was all part of Sharphead. It was mostly Stony people. And they ended up in Hobima, Enoch, Marley, Saddle Lake, Poliban, and Alexis. About 5 years ago, there was an incident there. They found some bones. They thought it was a homicide. And they only realized that there were some bones that were left before they took a cemetery out in that area. There was 50 bones. There was, 50 bodies that were taken to the University of Alberta. And those, if I remember correctly, are still there, if not all there. Some were taken to Rundle Mission to be buried. But those bones have been sitting there for about 50 years at the U of A. So these are just important things to note. 1899, the Reordering Council for Three Reserves, Samson, Erminskin, and Louis Bull, got their order in 1899. To set up a reserve. And these are the chiefs, like my grandfathers, Joe Sampson and Louis Natoas. This is our real name is Natoas, it's not Louis. But we took our father's grandfather's name. That's how we got the name Louis or Louis. Okay. Here's Bobtail. Here's the number of people that were in. Can you come down to 1905? How many people were registered in Alberta in 1905? Does anyone know? Come on, you got a few historians here. 125,000 people. That's good. This is the famous Indian Act. You want a copy? Ask your professors. It's still alive. It's still there. And it's still, as far as I'm concerned, detriment. James Gladstone, you remember, he was the first senator, Treaty Indian, appointed to Canada. A liberal, of course. No. But actually, he was more Cree than Blackfoot, just so you know.
Sure.
1960 was the first year we were allowed to vote in provincial and federal elections. These are actual people voting in 1960 in Ontario. So women got their vote before Treaty Indians did, or First Nations people did. And of course, 65. How many were born around that time? See the Canadian flag. Next. Remember the white paper? That was soundly defeated by First Nations people across the country. In fact, they just said, heck with it. So the Indian Association at the time had a counter thing that happened. It's called the Red Paper. We didn't bring a copy, but we have a copy of the Red Paper. It was done by Harold Cardin and all the former chiefs at that time. It's called the Red Paper. And it was against the Indian Act. I mean, this legislation that was proposed by Kretchen. Incidentally, he was our chief. He became a chief of Sampson Cree Nation because he opened Peaceful Trust for us in 1980. He was justice minister at the time. And the elders gave him the name White Owl. So I had one of my brother-in-laws, who was a former chief, before he passed away, in September, and he used to tell us, now he doesn't give a hoot. Anyway, that was his screen.